This is AP News Minute. The gunman who wounded two police officers at the subway entrance to the Pentagon has died. Officers say as the suspect approached police, he pulled a weapon from his pocket and started firing. He's been identified as John Patrick Bedell. The officers involved suffered only grazing wounds. Influential black leaders in New York City say they think Governor David Patterson should stay in office. Patterson met with Al Sharpton and former New York City Mayor David Dinkins last night. Patterson is under fire amid allegations he and his staff interfered in a domestic violence case involving a top governor's aide. A strong aftershock rattled Chile overnight. The 6.3 magnitude quake sent people running into the streets. There are reports that some buildings damaged in Saturday's quake were toppled. It's unclear if there are injuries from this latest tragedy. A passenger ferry with nearly 1,000 people on board is back in Stockholm after having broken free from heavy ice. The ship was trapped for hours in the Baltic Sea. Dozens of other boats have also been stuck as gale force winds built up large masses of ice along the Swedish coastline. Jackie Becerra, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.